awesome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrow and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Party Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Codust. How are you? I'm just fine.
I'm doing great, Jolene. Thank you so much for being here every day with us like you do. We're going to get started and do our birthday song and wish our birthdays.
All right, here we go. Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
All right, the first one I got is Aiden Haken. Haken, H-A-K-E-N, I don't know how to say your last name, Aiden. Becky Coleman, man, happy birthday, Miss Becky. And then we've got Brandon Jeff Pate, Ralph Jr. Bolin is actually a distant cousin of mine, so happy birthday, Ralph Jr. Bolin. Esteban Grosser, happy birthday to you. And then this other guy, I cannot even say his name. It's T-H-I-A-G-A-R-A-J-A-N. Last name is R-A-J-U. So happy birthday. Can't even say your name, brother. That is my Facebook friends and family birthday, Miss Jolene. Do you happen to have any?
No, I don't have any. Mm-mm.
Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Do you happen to have any birthdays?
I don't think so. I've been playing in the dark.
Oh. Famous birthday, Leon.
In my little secret garden.
No. Famous birthday is Leonardo da Vinci, born on this day in 1452, passed away in 1519. Elizabeth Montgomery, born on this day in 1933 and passed away in 1995. Elizabeth Montgomery, you know who she is, ladies?
Yep, Bewitched.
Bewitched. What about Roy Clark? Roy Clark. I did too. Roy Clark is 83 years old today. And somebody was telling me that he was real sick. Yeah, they said he was real sick is what somebody was telling me, that he was fighting a sickness. I can't remember what they was telling me he was fighting, but I was told that he was real sick. On a day in history, on this day in 1894, Bessie Smith was born in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Question of the day is, when is marijuana ready to smoke? Jeff Campbell says, he's down there in Georgia. Thank you so much, Jeff, for chiming in always. He says, it's like harvest when the trichomes are rusty or milky in color. Take a microscope to see, but dying properly is important. Slower is better because the THC develops as it dries. Jars work well. He said jars work well. Opening once daily for about 15 to 30 minutes. Works like a wick to dry moisture out. At least I think that's what I heard somewhere, he said, and wink. And Miss Jolene, what do you say?
Oh, I forgot the question. When is it time to smoke? What was it?
Yeah, when is it ready to smoke? When is cannabis ready to smoke? When do you think it's ready to smoke, Paula?
Well, everything he said, and when the buds are dry.
Absolutely, Jolene. Pioneer Paula, you going to smoke some wet or dry?
Oh, man, mine's dry.
Yeah.
If it's wet, I usually eat it.
That's exactly. The answer is when the buds are dry. Because when it's wet, it's like Paula said. Probably best to eat it because it's hard to get something that's wet to burn.
And drying it in the oven is stupid. Even if it's a low temperature, that's dumber than dirt. And a microwave is more dumber than dirt.
Well, the best thing to do is just to put it in on a paper plate and spread it out and put it on top of the refrigerator. Be dry in no time.
Yeah. Or take it outside and set it in your hot automobile on a plate.
Oh, yeah, then you get stopped. Smell of marijuana for sure. Ever, probably.
Well, I didn't say drive down the road with it.
No, but I bet in a car the odor would probably just absorb everything.
Yeah.
But it would have to be put somewhere or my cats and dogs would eat it.
No, on top of the refrigerator.
I'm seeing on the news we're in Bath County. They're combating the heroin problem. And the problem that they're having is and that's one of our topics today. It's amazing that I see this on the news. It's like, damn, they steal all my stories. About these fucking heroin addicts throwing their damn needles down everywhere, you know. And, I mean, here's the thing about this, folks. You got a nice, pretty yard, you know. You want to go out there and walk around, say, for instance, barefooted in your yard. You know, you think that your own yard is safe. But your own personal yard is not even safe because these jackasses will drive by your house or pull out in front of your house and they'll throw needles in the grass, right in the grass. You're not, you know, I mean, it's like, what in the hell is wrong with these damn needle people? I mean, you know, I posted a picture yesterday, Frankfurt Kroger store, right in the parking lot, you know, needles just on the ground. You know, it's becoming warm. I mean, it's becoming nice weather. A lot of little children wear flip-flops. A lot of women I know wear flip-flops or any open-toed shoes, you know, because springtime. I mean, everybody wants to take and not be wearing a pair of damn boots or a damn pair of tennis shoes, you know, or something. I mean, they like to expose their feet, especially the ladies, you know, because they paint their pretty toenails and things. But you got these jackasses, you know, and I'm going to blame that on the needle exchange. The needle exchange. You're going to give them free, and I'm wondering if Kroger's, fuck you Kroger's, are part of that needle exchange because everybody knows Kroger's has a damn drugstore.
Pharmacy. Yeah.
You know, so what are you going to do if you're out and about, and I mean, it's just a couple of years ago, I was walking my dogs in Georgetown, Kentucky in the grass. Here's a needle. You know, you call the police and they want to know why you're not picking up the needle. Well, I mean, I'm not picking up the fucking needle. It's not my responsibility. I'm not shooting heroin up my ass, you know, or in my fucking arm or vein. You know, that's your job, police officers, to pick the damn needles up. You know, y'all are fighting the drug war. Y'all ain't doing worth a shit because there's needles laying on the ground everywhere.
No, they're too busy busting pot.
Right, and just like Kelly Bullock, she's the one that gave us the story yesterday on the sludge, the yellow sludge looking like stuff that's in the creeks down there in Appalachia. You know, she said, you know, she's down in Somerset. I think Kelly's got children and things, and they were out in the yard the other day, and here's needles laying in her front yard. You know, I mean, how do you let your child outside and even fucking play? How do you take your child to a public park anymore? Because, these heroin addicts don't give a shit. They don't give a shit. They're just throwing their needles down anywhere and everywhere.
Well, the thing
just
about
like
it
the
is,
empty beer cans and beer bottles and whiskey bottles that everybody, you know, you get in, they're empty, you throw them away so you don't get caught with it.
Thing with these needles, though, I mean, it's more than just a used needle. It could have tainted blood on it, hepatitis, HIV, anything. You know, that's nothing to mess with. I mean, Jesus Christ, that's horrible.
Well, my thing is who you going to hold accountable for? This is something to think about, too. Who you going to hold accountable if you're out, your grandmother's out, or your mother's out in the yard mm-hmm. or somewhere out in public somewhere, and they've got their little flip-flops on, their little sandals, and they accidentally get stuck. And then, like Jolene said, they get AIDS or HIV or hepatitis or something. Who are you gonna hold accountable for that? Because, you know, I mean, to me, you know, how are you going to trace who the needle belongs to?
Well, that's just, you know, that's no way of doing that. They would probably blame you for not having your shoes on.
Absolutely, Jolene. Yeah.
We're going to have armored, exactly. We're going to have to wear armored boots and, you know, like army fatigued, even go to the park to swing her kids, and they got to be dressed like that, too.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
sad. It really is what this country
I mean,
become.
Yeah. I am
but if
just
they
so
didn't
over
give
it,
them,
I am.
Are they not exchanging the needles, apparently? You know, don't you got to turn in the old needle, or are they just going and getting a new needle and throwing away
I'd
the old needle?
I think they're just going in there. Yeah, I'd say they're just going in, walking in there and getting the new needles, and they're not even getting the old needles. I would love to know how many old needles that they're getting from these people.
Right. Then
yeah.
I would hold
how
back.
Many of these?
I would the legislators accountable. They're the ones that did this.
That's what I say, Paula. You know, we're so concerned about these people trying to help these people, but yet we're condoning and contributing to giving them free needles. I'm going to go back to, if you're going to give the heroin addicts free needles, all the diabetic people need free needles too. I think that should have been the first person that got a free needle.
Well, they need it more so. I mean, these addicts, they need to concentrate on getting them clean and getting them off the shit instead of providing them needles to continue and just get worse.
Absolutely, Jolene. I mean, it makes me sick. It absolutely makes me sick and scares the living hell right out of me. That, I mean, you know, to me, you know, you have to say that your legislators are condoning this. You know, they act like they're fighting the heroin war here in Kentucky. Well, shit, you're not fighting shit. All you're doing is promoting the heroin problem.
Enabling
because
them. Yes, they are enabling
them
to be able to.
Because there's nobody going to tell me that you can't maybe treat a heroin addict with some of this cannabis oil or the RSO and maybe help that person get off of that deadly drug.
Or that Ibogaine that Dana Bill has been getting the people off out of New York for years. It's legal in the United States, but it was even on a Law and Order where this person was addicted to heroin, and they mentioned Ibogaine. I was just really shocked that they mentioned Ibogaine, the detectives did, as the solution to the person's heroin thing. So they sent her out of, she was a witness or something in the story, and they sent her out of the country to get her addiction with Ibogaine, and it worked, and they brought her back to testify.
Wow.
In the story. But that was on Law and Order, and they mentioned Ibogaine. That's the first time I'd ever heard it mentioned anywhere other than out of my mouth or somebody that I knew, you know.
I like the Law and Order shows, Paula. That's one of something
yeah.
that we watch quite often, Law and Order. And you know, so to me, if we're so concerned about helping these folks, you know, treatment, some kind of treatment is what they need. They do not need to be kept given needles. Because, I mean, like I have said many a times on the thing, they're not going to, if there's just a little bit of trace of still some of that heroin in that needle and things, they ain't going to take, that other person that's over there feeling real bad, they ain't going to put more heroin in a new needle. They're going to share that damn needle. You know, we're talking about people that are in bad shape here, and they're, you know, here's an example, DUI class last night. My son says, and, you know, maybe we're not supposed to be talking about it, but I'm going to talk about it because, I mean, hell, it's the damn truth. My son said that last night there was a guy in DUI class talking about how he was going to have to send his sister some money because she's so bad on meth. MJ flipped out. God, he said, well, hell, why don't you just buy her a gun and a bullet and let her kill her damn self? Don't send her damn money, you know. if you want to do something for her, try to help your sister. He said, hell, all you're doing is promoting her to keep shooting mess up her. You know, shooting mess. I mean, you know, he's like he said, you know, buy her some food. You know, try to get her some help. Yeah, of course, I mean, you know, they didn't know what to think about him saying that, but it's true. If you're on heroin and meth, you're on a suicide mission. You know, giving that type of person money is only enabling them to do the same thing. My heart breaks for these people. I mean, I wish I could save every damn one of them, but, you know, the problem is they got to want to save themselves.
Well, but once they lose control, they can't help themselves.
Absolutely, Jolene. And that's why, you know, I actually believe that the RSO would actually help a lot of people to come off of heroin. I think they actually want to get so many people. I believe the legislators, when they passed the pill mill bill, that they lost so much money in stock that they had to push something else out there to get people addicted to. You know, I'm going to blame our government. I mean, if our government was not behind this heroin, then why does the poppy fields mean so much to us in Afghanistan? Why is our military soldiers guarding the poppy fields? Why are they guarding them?
Money for U.S.
You know, we don't give a damn about the heroin. Well, I mean, hell, you know, but we already know that they've shipped heroin in dead soldiers as caskets back into the United States. You know, shameful. No respect, man. Hell, nobody has no respect for nobody, not even the dead anymore. It's a damn shame. The weather today is beautiful, sunny, 75 here, and they said it feels like 76. Miss Jolene.
Here it is 52 and cloudy.
Oh, wow. Pioneer Paula.
Well, I would say it's close to 70. I still haven't been to Verizon to get my weather app put on, and I haven't heard any news. But I finally got out of my long john, so it's warm enough for that, and it's sunshine, and I'm having sun outside.
Paula, you can install the weather app yourself.
Well, but what they done, I liked, and it wasn't actually the Weather Channel, and they, you know, I'm just going to, next time, I don't care, really. When you look outside, it's cold, it's sunshine, it's raining, I don't care, you know. I'll just go wait and do that one, because I liked that one, and I just clicked it, and it went away. I didn't like the Weather Channel weather app.
It's still
there. Somewhere.
Do you know how to go to your apps?
Not really. I don't really know a lot about it, and it's hard to see on the phone, and it really strains my eyes. And I'm just not going to strain my eyes to try to figure it out, because I need my eyesight too bad, you know. So I don't fuck with it. I can
Bless
take
your heart,
pictures,
Paula.
And I don't have to really use my eyes to take pictures, so or answer the phone. Now the texting, if I could get everybody to call me instead of text me, it would make it easier too. But they won't.
It's the new
Sarah
way of conversation.
Sarah is in Washington D.C. I wanted her to take a whole gallon of holy water, but she wouldn't.
What's she doing in D.C., Paula?
Well, the chemical engineering department of University of Kentucky down here in Paducah, they got grant money or something, and to, you know, to make something, and they had to go demonstrate it to prove what they did with their money.
Okay.
Kind of show off what they did, you know.
They say the pollen's going to be high with birch, maple, and oak, I think, for the next 3 days if anybody has allergies. But we're going to actually have to take a break, ladies. We got to take a break because it's that time. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. And we'll be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Take us away, Miss Jolene.
Here we go. Puff, puff, pass, everybody.
I'll have to use my pipe.
Yeehaw, what a great, great little song that is. That's a great song, ladies. Great song. Love that song. Thank
Bad
you, Don
start.
Miller, for that.
Don't know
me
what
too.
Happened there.
Yeah,
but
I was
yeah,
getting ready to step on my pop and it went away.
Well, I was looking. Yeah, I could have got it and it looked like it was playing and then it stopped and then it started again. So I don't know. I think probably maybe my Wi-Fi, I don't know, but. Yeah, bad start.
Well, that's like me. I was like hearing the song, and then it quit, and then I was like, oh, my God, did I hang myself up? And I was trying to rush to check it out and all that, and I couldn't figure it out.
It's on my end, whatever it was.
Right. Find the song Puff Puff Pass for us, Jolene, because I want to pay that. The video is up on the Gatewood and Legacy Radio page, and it's 3 minutes and 16 seconds. And this is for you, Raymond Buddy Plan, out there in California. And we'll be right back.
My board's not scrolling. Go ahead and
play. Oh, your board's not scrolling.
No,
I got it. I got it.
That. Okay, thanks.
All right. Here we go.
I can't be there.
Song. The video is just badass, as I say. It's a badass video.
Yes.
Be sure to check that video out.
It's a good song to roll the joint to.
Paula says it's a good one to roll a joint to. Absolutely, Paula. It is a good song. It is a great song. My goodness. I got some shout-outs
Always be humble. Always be humble and kind. Good song, too.
Right. I haven't heard that one yet, Paula. I just still haven't got around to listening to it.
Just pretend somebody else is singing it.
Pretend somebody else is singing it. We got some shout-outs. The shout-outs go to Buck Russell. He keeps having trouble. I keep seeing him in and out, and on the chat box there. So thank you so much, Buck. Then we have Doug Brannon. Thank you. Butch Bright. Thank you, Butch. Pioneer Paula. Thank you. Kelly Bullock. Big shout out to you also. Randall Bland. Big shout out to you, Randall. Thank you so much. We have Kentucky Cannabis Freedom Coalition. Thank you, folks. Thank you all so much also for sharing the show and listening in. We appreciate each and every one of you people that shares and listens in on the show and things. Big shout out to Diana Tucker Jones. I think she's a friend of Pioneer Paula's. Big shout out to her for sharing the show and things. We appreciate it. And big shout out to my co-host, Miss Jolene, and the love of my life. Thank you all so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all. Love you people.
We love you.
Man, thank you. Turkey fires live rounds to drive away Syrian refugees are fleeing the Islamic State. So I guess Turkey fired live rounds at them earlier. And it's like, wow. I mean, why, you know, is the Islam, I mean, what are they doing? They're leaving. I mean, I don't know. At the Turkish borders, there's around 30,000 people that have fled from the refugees camps along the Turkish border, and they're trying to escape the Islamic State. And it says fighters advanced against Syrian rebel groups and things. And so the guards have opened fire with live rounds to discourage them from coming any closer. And it's like, man, I mean, that's sort of tragic. I mean, I don't know what's going on here, but, man, it is not good. You know, such chaos, you know. Do you know if they, Governor, if they agreed in things in the committee poll? Did you see if they did come to a final agreement about the budget?
I haven't seen or heard anything. They hasn't been on KET. So it's
all behind closed doors. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not seeing anywhere where they're showing it on TV or any of the news media, or I'm not even seeing any of my legislators or senators or whatever. I'm not seeing anything from them either on whether they've done anything. There is a new double-headed malware. And everybody knows how malware is. Man, I hate that shit myself. But the malware has stolen $4 million from the U.S. and Canadian banks. Can you believe that? $4 million now this malware has stolen. The $4 million from 24 U.S. and Canadian banks over the first several days of just April. Now just in a couple of days, they have stolen $4 million. The cybersecurity from IBM researchers report that the malware known by the Gosnim is a hybrid of two strains of known malware to take the best of both, according to the blog. So IBM's X-Force is part of IBM's security division. My thing is, how is that shit happening? You know, see, your money isn't even safe in a bank. You know, I mean, that's a lot of damn money, $4 million. And they talk about the debt we're in, you know? Anybody notice the gas prices is going back up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gas prices is going back up, but they say the U.S. stock slips as oil prices skid. That the price of oil right now has fell 28 points, you know, and that was at 10 a.m. this morning. So, I mean, to me, if it's fell, I mean, crude, the international benchmark lost $1.42 to $3.20% to 42.42 a barrel in London. I mean, that's still cheap, you know, when you're hearing it at 30-something dollars a barrel and 20, you know, it's like, okay.
It's 40 a barrel.
40.45
is it 40 a barrel? Right now. Yeah, right now.
So if it's still that low, then this gas shouldn't be going up. You know, gas should still be cheap. That tells me that these gas stations are the ones that's doing that. You know.
Well, there's a lot more behind it than that, though. There's a lot of different factors.
It's $1.97 here.
Oh no, it's back up to $2. It's back up to $2 and something here. Gallon.
Well, it may, but last night it was $1.97. I haven't been out today, and I need to get gas so I don't run out again. But
you know, man. Yeah, it's. I'm like you. Yeah, I hate getting gas off of Pineapple. That is one of my things that I am not too wild about either. It's like, man, I mean, you know, I just hate stopping and getting gas. It's like, what a pain in the ass.
but my lawnmower gas can is totally empty. So, I mean, that makes another incentive. Yeah, bitch, get gas. Everything's going to be empty. And rude.
Well, the 17-year-old boy that I was talking about in Harrisburg that was shot and killed yesterday, they said that they have arrested a suspect. The suspect was another teenager, and that the teenager had robbed him.
Wow.
Now, it's like, how horrible. How horrible is this? You know, I mean, we're robbing people. these little children and things and killing them. Children robbing and killing children.
Yep.
You know. Go ahead, Joey.
I just said, yeah. I mean, that's just...
Oh, okay.
That's the norm. That's the norm nowadays, Coal Dust.
You know, I mean, man, the biggest thing that we worried about was getting a damn paddling in school because we were chewing gum, you know. I remember, you know, I mean, that was the biggest thing, chewing gum. I mean, we weren't allowed to chew gum in school. Well, hell, now they pack guns in school. You know. And I don't know, man, it's just scary, times for sure.
When I was in school down here back in the 60s, they had all the guys had their pickup trucks and their rifles in the back window, two or three, ever how many, you know, they had their gun rack, and they came to school with it, and nothing was thought about it.
I can remember the same thing, Paula, where back when I was in school, you know, the boys in the trucks had their racks hanging in the glass windows with their hunting rifles also in the windows.
And there
wasn't
no
big deal. But no
and
big deal.
Yeah, was shooting.
It was a way of life.
Yeah. And now it's like, oh no, he's got a gun. You know. They got a gun. You know,
well, I got my
gun
off.
Well, my thing is, don't be afraid of the gun. Be afraid of the person that might own the gun, because it takes
right.
a person to shoot the gun to kill you. And I think I had read on the statistic, there's more people killed with a hammer than they are a gun. That's hard to believe.
I don't know about that. I don't hardly believe that.
That's what I said, Jolene. I said, you know, but I mean, yeah, a hammer's right up there, believe it or not, a hammer is right up there with close to the gun murders.
Well, I've got several weapons inside.
Right.
And I like wasp spray. I think I'm going to do the wasp spray first.
A wasp spray, boy, that's a good one.
Yeah,
you could actually
eyes,
make that wasp spray. You could probably make that wasp spray like a fire thrower, Paula.
Yeah.
Just make sure you're spraying when you flick the lighter to it.
Yeah.
Like a
and
big
I don't
torch.
Think it totally blinds them, but it will fuck them up for a little while. Then I'll get the tomahawk and the gun and my hammer and my iron skillet and say, which one you want me to use, Buck? Or are you going to get the fuck out of here?
I know, Paula. It's like, man. Who knows? Man, it's dangerous times because, I mean, well, here's an example. Like down in Frankfurt this morning, this couple knew this guy. He came in and robbed them this morning, held them hostage and things at gunpoint. And, you know, they knew the guy. You know. And, you know, so there's a big standoff.
Everybody that acts like your friend doesn't mean that they are.
Well, down
absolutely,
here,
Joey.
The grandson killed his 80-something, 6-year-old grandmother.
Wow.
Like yesterday or something.
Did you hear, did you see anything on the news about that couple that they had found down there dead? Have they reported anything on that, Paula, that we were talking about yesterday in Paducah?
I haven't seen any news, so I don't know. I'll try to catch it tonight, but I missed it at noon.
Right. Yeah, I was just wondering about the older couple that they had found, and they wasn't really releasing a whole lot of information about that older couple that they had found dead.
Right.
You know,
and I think it was the same. I think it's the same county that this guy who was the grandson beat up and killed his 86-year-old grandmother yesterday too. I think it's Graves County.
Wow.
I think they're both Graves County.
And if you ain't careful, that was the person that was his most support. Was that poor old 86-year-old grandma.
Yeah, and they got into a fight. The news said last night that, you know, they got in a physical fight, so I guess he beat the fuck out of her. I don't know. Killed her.
Wow. How do you beat up somebody that's 86 years old? How do you do that?
Well, family does it all the time. My sister was abusive to my mother.
But, you know, you can also say, well, how do these little children get abused and beat up? You know, same thing. I have no use for you if you're mean to the elderly or little children, because if
or animals.
You're mean to that. Right. Oh, that's a great thing. You know, if you're mean to animals, little children, and our elderly people, man, that really right there shows what kind of person you are. You know, and hell, they might be a big official lawyer or a doctor or anything, but hey, they ain't shit to me. You know.
Right. But they're lacking something in their brain and in their heart. They're lacking something. I mean, morals. They have no respect for life, for human beings, period. It's just. But, I mean, the majority of our world is like that nowadays. It's really scary.
Oh,
it is.
I know.
They're all social.
I've got a little niece. I used to talk to her faithfully every day. And I've been in her life ever since the day she was born. And she's had her Facebook deactivated for several months and been just shut off contact with everybody. And she reactivated her account last night, and it's kind of funny because I just asked her sister earlier that day. I'd asked her sister where she was at, and was talking to her sister, and of course her sister was telling me how she's blocked. So when I seen her, I told her, the first thing I told her, I was the first one to tell her. I said, damn, I said, your ears must have been burning. You know what I was talking about, you. I said, you know, where the hell have you been? And I could have already been dead, buried in the ground, and gone. Too late, don't come crying on my grave after I'm dead and gone, because you've cut communication off from everybody. And my biggest bitch to her about, and I'll tell her this, and this is the reason I'm telling you across the radio, it's because she has three fucking children that she's refusing to see. And she wanted to give me a bunch of excuses of why she wasn't seeing them and pays child support faithfully on them every month, but doesn't get to see them. And so her response to me was why she didn't get to see them is because she was a lesbian. I said, bullshit. You better fucking find me another lie to tell me, because there is married lesbians that have children and are raising children together right today. So that is not the fucking problem. And she actually got pissed off at me and deactivated her account again last night. So she better be glad I don't know where she's at.
Well, you know, I don't know about that cold dust. It could very well be the problem because, you know, people don't see eye to eye on that, you know, as far as it comes to raising, you know, same-sex couples raising children. Which to me, if they get the love and nurturing and a solid, you know, life, it doesn't matter if they're gay or not. You know, if they take good care of that child and give it what it needs, it's just as good as, you know, a heterosexual couple to me.
Right. Well, yes. Well, you know, well, she's trying to tell me this is through a court system that, you know, that they're not allowing this. So there's something there that I'm not being told by her, which I know what I'm not being told by her because I've already been told by the family. And I don't want to tell her that I don't already know. I want her to be able to tell me the truth, you know. It's not because she's a lesbian. It's not. Here's the problem. The lesbian woman that she's with has took her son and been bashing his head up against the wall.
So there's child abuse involved.
From her partner, and her partner isn't allowed around the children.
Well, then that's understandable.
And I understand that also. I do. I'm completely for it. I understand it completely. But to me, she's still failing her children because no matter what, her children are calling other, her sisters, for instance, mommy. And they don't want their niece to call them mommy, but they feel sorry for the little girl, you know, because she wants her mommy. And so my thing is, it's like I told her, life is too short. I'd do whatever it took to see my children. And
well,
if it meant that I had to be away from my girlfriend for just a little bit,
exactly.
Then all right. If my
right,
girlfriend don't understand that, then she don't. Right, and if she don't understand that,
right.
That bitch don't love me. You know.
You're exactly right.
And I'm
that's
sorry.
Exactly what I was going to say. You know, yeah, you're right. You're right, Colvin.
You know. And so if you get mad at me for spitting the damn truth at you, and I'll tell your woman that too, you know, but you won't let me tell you all this because you all can't take the truth. You know, they just cannot take the truth.
Are you related to these people? Are you related?
Oh, absolutely. She's my niece. She's my niece.
Yeah,
that's the reason I'm talking about her. I'd fucking bust her ass if I could get a hold of that little bitch. It's my brother's daughter, you know. My brother's never laid eyes on her. That's another thing. See, my brother's never even laid eyes on her. Never seen her in his whole life. And hell, she's 25, 26 years old.
And it's his daughter?
Mm-hmm. But I've always been there. I'm the bitch that bought her school clothes all through the school periods and all that. Kept her in the summertime, 2-3 weeks at a time. Visited her. I've been there since day one. Day one. And she knows that. You know, but, you know, it's like, oh, well. I mean, oh, now you've turned against me. And, you know, there's no sense in being against me because, like I told her, you know, you're being very selfish, very selfish. When you're taking and putting other people before your own flesh and blood, if you can't love what the fuck come out of you, you're never going to convince me that you love somebody when you can't love what come out of you.
But there are straight women that don't want their children too, you know.
Absolutely,
oh,
Paula,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You was telling me a story earlier there. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, you know, there's a lot of straight mothers that don't want to, you know, I call them selfish. They're selfish motherfuckers,
right.
You know, to me.
That's
the
true.
Only thing I
know,
give them credit for is birthing the child and not aborting. That's the only thing they get credit for. But the children's wasn't put up for adoption. The children were just left with the father.
Right. Well, good. I mean, and I commend these single fathers out here. Let me be the first one to say that, hey, I mean, you know, some of these single fathers, man, shit. I mean, man, they're both mom and dad, you know, so I commend these fathers. I know quite a few single fathers and they're raising their children.
And they're fine people, too.
They are fine people,
and they are.
But sometimes they want their friend, who happens to be female, to play the mother role. And, you know, Sam's more like the aunt, not the mother role. You know what I'm saying?
I know. God bless these little children. My heart breaks for the little children, suffering of the little children.
They have a really, really rough world to grow up in.
They do, Jolene.
There's no family structure no more. There's no,
I know, Paul.
There's no coming home and eating cookies and doing homework and, you know, there's no none of that no more.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're shipped off to daycare because of society now, the way it sucks. So the parent can't stay home. And so I think that's a lot of the problem with all these dysfunctional young adults because they had no childhood.
Right.
To be able to get, you know, to get dirty and not be such a structure that at a certain time you got to do this. No. They need to play in the dirt.
Right. Oh, absolutely, Paula. You know, I mean, it's kind of
boosts their immune system, too.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend of mine yesterday. She was turning her whole backyard into a garden. She had these boards set up, and they were boxed in, and she had all the children out there helping to put the dirt inside these boxes because all the children are going to learn to grow a garden. But now she homeschools her children, you know what I'm saying? She's in the state of Ohio. And, you know, and so one of their school projects of homeschooling them is going to be raising a garden this summer, you know, because with her homeschooling her children – is every day, you know. She said, you know, they don't take no big, long, extended break throughout the summertime and things because you've got a garden in the summertime. And like she said, the gardens are not going to wait till fall, you know. So, you know, I commend these mothers also out there and fathers that are homeschooling their children.
Could you imagine sending children to a high school this day and time? I mean, you have to worry about drugs, now you have to worry about guns and have to worry about terrorists, you know, blowing it up and, you know, all kinds of shit. I'd homeschool too.
Yeah, it's horrible, Jolene.
I don't know.
Absolutely horrible. I mean, you know, I was talking about my grandsons yesterday. I guess my biggest worry with my grandsons is if heroin is this bad this right now, how bad is it going to be in 10 or 15 more years?
Oh, it'd probably be something else, maybe even worse by then. It's untelling what it'll be.
Oh, it's scary. It's absolutely scary. And it's like, man, I mean, it's everywhere. You know, it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's just rapidly. I mean, as we've talked to many of people across the United States here, I mean, it's plumb out in California. It's up in Seattle, Washington. It's down in Florida. You know, it's up in Michigan. I mean, every state has it now. You know. And so my thing is we can't, you know, how's the heroin getting here? How is the heroin getting here?
Across the border,
our government.
You
think? It has to be our government that's bringing it in here. You know, has to be our government. I'm dead set on believing that the government is behind it all, you know. Brittany and KK leave on May the 1st. May the 1st, they leave for Colorado. It's so sad. It's so tragic. But they leave on May the 1st. And on May the 4th is KK's first treatment out there in Colorado. And so, KK, we're looking so forward to following you and wish you the best and are praying for you and your mommy, Brittany. You know, it's kind of sad. I was listening to Brittany earlier, and Brittany was saying that, the New York Times wanted to do a story on KK, and they wanted to talk to some of, also talk to KK's doctors here in Kentucky and Ohio, because KK has doctors in Ohio. All doctors refused to talk to the media. And so she questions now, are they misdiagnosing my son? So she says she can't wait to get to Colorado and see what the Colorado doctors have to say about KK. Mm-hmm. And so, I hope that if they are misdiagnosing KK and feeding him all these dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, that when she gets out there in Colorado, that she'll find a doctor out there that will stand up and say that the doctors here in Kentucky and Ohio have misdiagnosed this child and pumping poison in him. You know, that's what I'm praying for. I'm praying for the truth of it to come out. That's what I want to hear.
Well, you never know, Cold Dust. It could have been the very drugs that they put into him that caused him to be in the condition he's in.
Absolutely, Jolene. Absolutely. You know?
I know that
like,
happens.
Man. Well, yeah, because, it's just been released that the budget, the state budget, did pass 30-0. So it just happened. It was passed 30-0. It was just reported from the Kentucky State Capitol by Denise Harper Angel. So thank you, Denise. I love that lady. Love her. And so I guess we don't have to worry about a government shutdown because they've got it passed now. So now we know. I'd like to be able to read that damn thing. Wouldn't that be cool to be able to read it? Know what they've got in there?
So I was outside. What, did they pass the budget?
Yes, 30-0, Paula. It passed it 30-0, so evidently, everybody must have been awful happy because they didn't have one person vote against it.
I wonder what they did about the education part.
They cut the education part. It's my understanding they did still do the cut on the education part, Paula.
You know, if they would trim off all those luxury positions at the universities, they would not have to raise tuition. But they don't want to. They don't want to lose their plush lifestyle, and they're dispendable. You know what I'm saying? They got shit jobs.
I think they were saying that, you know, the schools and everybody's sort of okay with the 4% cut. They got I think it was like 4% maybe. Don't hold me to that.
It was 4.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, then so that, and then on the news they said that now the colleges are, and universities are going to have to increase tuition 4.5% to offset the cut. No, motherfuckers, do some trimming somewhere else. You know?
Right, right. I agree, Paula. I agree. You know,
they got a lot of, you know, you don't get a car, you don't get all this plush stuff just because you're the football coach or whatever.
Right. I agree, Paula. You know,
or basketball.
It's like,
you don't get two private secretaries.
Right. I agree. You do not need two secretaries for a job. That is true. You know, just insane and sandy. Today is Friday. Please do not be drinking and driving. Please have you a designated driver.
Or smoking
you are out
and driving.
And about. Or smoking and driving or doing pills or shooting heroin or meth or whatever you're going to do tonight because it is a nice night. So please do not be drinking and driving.
And if you're dumb enough to do that, just keep your trash in your own fucking car and don't throw it out.
Today is our 583 episode of the Gatewood Legacy Radio Show. Tomorrow and Sunday, we're only doing 30-minute shows. 30-minute shows for the next 2 days. I actually have to schedule all that because today's the last day that I had scheduled and wrote down with any paperwork, so I got a lot of work that I got to do here in just a little bit. I've got to do all the birthdays and day in history and all that kind of good stuff because I haven't actually got that stuff done any longer than today, and it means I got to schedule some more shows for us and things, and it's very time-consuming, believe it or not. You've only got 2 days, this is very important, 2 days left to file your taxes. So if you haven't filed your taxes yet, you've only got 2 days to file and get your taxes done. Or
Monday.
I thought the deadline was the 15th.
Yeah, but since it fell on a Friday, they're giving them till Monday.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I was fixing to say. Yeah, it's usually your extension is usually on the 15th, but since it fell on a Friday, they did. They give it 2 extra days. Mm-hmm. So Monday is your deadline. Mm-hmm. So get your taxes filled out, folks. Uncle Sam wants their money.
No joke.
Yeah, it is a joke, Jolene, because actually it's your money, but you're paying them for all this stuff. And they ain't helping us any, you know?
No.
And
they're making it harder and harder for the sick and the elderly. They're just making it harder and harder.
Absolutely, Paula. And the little children. You know, I worry about the little children. Sure do.
They
got to
worry about finding all them pot plants, and they got to worry about busting people for pot.
Right. Absolutely, Paula. Such a deadly plant. You know, it's such a deadly, deadly plant. I want to thank Buck Russell again for being in the chat box over there today. I want to thank you, Pioneer Paula. Thank the love of my life for listening in. Thank you, Miss Jolene.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be. Did you get your board, Scotland, Jolene?
Well, I'm there. I don't know if they'll play or not, but I'll give it a try.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, I better ask Jolene. She's got the song. I didn't even forgot about your board earlier. And thank my co-host, Miss Jolene. Everybody have a good evening. God bless everybody, and we'll be back tomorrow at the same time. Take us away, Miss Jolene.
Yeah, keep your fingers crossed. Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Love you, honey.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.